Are you getting a chance to enjoy the TV shows you want to when you want to? You can do that. Suddenlink makes that possible for you. You know, if you'll put together the TiVo program that they have with Suddenlink, TiVo's such a great little instrument. You know, right now you can get instant access to Hulu through your TiVo. And more importantly, you get a chance to see all of the shows that are out there available and basically time shift it. Capture shows when you want to so you can watch them when you need to so that it fits your schedule. Maybe you'll find out about a show that's midway through the season. You can go back and find archived lots and lots of shows. That's one of the great things about Suddenlink and TiVo, that you're able to start brand new programs right in the middle of the season. And right now they have unlimited data plans that are available too, both for new and current customers. If you upgrade your plan, just get in touch with them in Suddenlink and they'll give you all the details. Right now, during the Switch and Shout event, if you'll make the switch, you get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. Call 877-694-9474 for more information. Or you can visit Suddenlink.com to get the details.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners received no public comments before voting this week to approve the first changes to subdivision regulations in 15 years. Before the unanimous vote, the county's consulting engineer reviewed a list of how to manage new residential developments located outside of city limits. Veronica Morgan says regulations now include providing green space for flood protection.
What that does is it provides for that water to go through without it being blocked by fences, outbuildings. What we find is that if it's shown as an easement on a property and the property line goes to the center line of the creek, people have the mentality that my property goes to the center line of the creek, so of course I can do anything that gets me to my property line. And then it becomes an enforcement nightmare.
New developments will also be required to have a water supply for fire protection. Rural developments have one set of standards.
If there are 50 or fewer of those lots, then they must have 2,500 gallons of storage within the subdivision. That could take the form of a lake, it could take the form of a swimming pool, it could take the form of an above-ground storage tank, something that the VFD could get a hold of for fire protection when they're out there.
Urban developments must have a water supply that supports fire hydrants. Nearly 500 families in Brazos and three other counties have received more than $2 million in federal assistance from severe weather that hit 6 weeks ago. FEMA says more than $637,000 have gone to 137 families in Brazos County. FEMA disaster centers are still open in Bryan, Somerville, and Todd Mission. Storm victims can also apply online at disasterassistance.gov. Four people died in two crashes Tuesday night in the Brazos Valley. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says one was on Highway 79 west of Hearn near the Brazos River. The driver of the car was killed, 29-year-old Gerald Stewart Dykes of Milano, along with 8-year-old Jalen Dykes. A second passenger, 23-year-old Torylan Thompson of Bryan, was hospitalized in critical condition. The trucker, 34-year-old Brian Ritter of Bremond, was not injured. And in Grimes County, there was a head-on crash on Highway 90 between Rhones Prairie and Singleton. The driver of a southbound car in the northbound lane from Grapevine was killed. A passenger in the northbound car from Marshall was also killed, while the driver from Longview was taken to the hospital where their condition is not known. Congressman Bill Flores' weekly visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs opened with a reference to the FBI director's decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
I'm actually pretty PO'd today because of the FBI's announcement yesterday.
Flores interpreted a pair of federal laws over Clinton's email practices differently than the FBI.
They both talk about dealing with sensitive and classified information. And they both say that the actions that Secretary Clinton engaged in are illegal. It's really clear.
FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to testify today before the House Oversight Committee. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 80 degrees. You can still text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979 695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more Look at News at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
The forecast remains hot and dry through Saturday. Lots of sunshine today. Temperatures will make their way up to 95 to 100. Tonight we're clear. Lows overnight 75 to 80. High pressure to the east means more sunshine during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunny Saturday with temperatures somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, sunscreen, you guys use it?
Yeah.
Every day.
I have to.
40% of the most popular sunscreen products sold in U.S. America fail to meet the basic sun safety guidelines.
40%?
That'd be 40%. Wow. That's right. New research published from the Journal of the American Medical Association looked at the sun protection labels for 65 products that account for the top 1% of all sunscreens sold by Amazon. 4 out of 10 of those sunscreens lack the minimum resistance to water and sweat that's recommended by the American Academy of Dermatology.
Wow.
That makes sense to me, because it's always getting washed off by the water or
right,
something.
Exactly. Sunscreen, regulated by the FDA as an over-the-counter drug, and mandates clear sun protection labeling. U.S. News and World Report said the best sunscreen protection, you should look for sunscreens with broad-spectrum protection against UVA, that's aging rays, and the UVB, those are the burning rays, with a minimum sun protection factor of SPF 30 or more.
Yeah.
Should also seek water-resistant sunscreens that stay effective after 40 minutes in the water. Or you can drink your sunscreen now.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. SPF 30 sunblock. No greasy skin. No, dang, I missed a spot lines. You just drink it. That's the promise of Osmosis Skincare's new UV neutralizer harmonized water. Reported to block 97% of the UVA and UVB rays.
No way.
Yep. Down a couple of millimeters of water. See, it comes in a little dropper. Okay. And then you knock the water back, and there you go.
I would be willing to try that.
Okay.
Now, I heard a lot of the, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school here, but I heard that a lot of those sunscreen companies have been lying about their SPFs.
Well, that's what they're saying is that 40% of them are not doing that. All right, so Chelsea, you gonna test this for us?
Wait, what's the name of it again?
The name of it is Osmosis Skincare.
Okay.
All right.
I think.
Get Mr. Downs to pay for it.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll go get the credit card today.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, being out in the sun is part of what we like to do. It's fun and recreation, and I, just because I'm a radio professional, just slide right into Parks and Recreation. How's that? Mary Lynn Stroud is here this morning. How are you?
That was very smooth,
Thank you. I've been doing this for a little while. I can figure out how to do that.
Obviously.
So you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. This is National Parks Month.
Uh-huh.
And it's also the time of year where the City of Bryan starts recruiting citizens to serve on our many boards, commissions, and committees.
Yep.
So I'm very honored today to have Sonny Lyles with us. He is the chair.
I've never met him before.
I know. He's the chair of our Bryan Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. And I do have a little tidbit about Mr. Lyles.
Okay.
He is a former Bryan Municipal Court judge.
Yeah, I knew
so
that.
So be careful.
I never went in front of him.
He'll find you guilty of something.
I got in trouble in College Station. Not right. Sonny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good. And that was a ways back, by the way.
Yeah, it was a ways back. Good to see you now. Now, how long have you been on the Parks Board?
I think this is the third year.
Okay. And, you know, you're the chairman now, and obviously by the name we know what that's about, but give me an idea of the kind of things that y'all talk about in your meetings, how often you meet, how long the meetings last, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to meet every month. The meetings last anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours, depending mm-hmm. on citizen input.
Right.
And we are assisted, of course, by the Parks and Recreation Department. Daryl Lovelett, who heads that up, City of Bryan Attorney's Office. They're also there to make sure that we don't do anything that, or talk about the wrong things at the wrong times. But it's been a great conduit for the citizens of Bryan. You know, we're an advisory board. We don't have budget authority.
Right.
Although we'd tell the city council, just let us have that budget. We'll spend it how we know how we want to spend it.
Yeah.
But it's an advisory board, and it's a great place for the citizens to have direct input. You know, the city manager and the city of Bryan are busy with all the things that they do and all the services they provide. But for something that people are passionate about, something they feel there's a great need for in their neighborhood or in the community, then we're the conduit for them to come to us, express what their needs may be, and then we can vet that through our board and with the Parks and Recreation group and see where they are, see where it is on either a master plan or not yet planned, where it might fit in the budget, and where it is needed in the community. And then we try to assess some priority and send that up to the city council and tell them what our recommendations are. But it's been a great place for input, not just for sitting on the board, but a great place to volunteer. You know, we have a board of seven?
Nine.
We have a board of nine total that sits on a specific subject. And it's a great place, and probably the greatest example I can give you of action, because it's one thing to talk about it, is it was a few years back, and the Sadie Thomas Pool had come under a construction deficit, and it was decided not to fix it up as it was.
Right.
So for a year or so, there was decisions being made on what to do. About 2.5 years ago, the citizens in that precinct came to us and said, here's what we'd like to see, and we'd like to see it sooner rather than later, and it was needed. And we were able to get that message to the city council and to the Parks and Recreation Board. City council made the final decision, and 3 weeks ago they opened a brand-new pool in the Sadie Thomas Park, which is exactly what the community needed. It was a great replacement for what was there and a great example of citizen input. Action by us as an advisory council to Parks and Rec. City of Bryan Council was aware of it. They made the right call, and there's a brand new pool out there.
The city has improved. The quality of life is enhanced and that sort of thing. So now, what was it that caused you? There's some of these boards that you have to have some special qualifications for, but what was it, the linchpin, that made you decide that you're going to take the dive and do this?
Well, you know, you hate to say that it's time to give back, but in some cases you feel like there's a need and that you've got the time. And for me, I don't want to say that it was something that has helped me going to extend my life, but several years ago, rather than trying to jog or lift weights or anything else, I got back involved with swimming. And at the Bryan Aquatic Center, which is a great partnership between BISD and the City of Bryan, I mean, it's a 24/7 pool. It's open all year long. It's heated. You know, we're swimming when it's 29 degrees
sure.
outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the summer, it has a tremendous amount of use during the summer, not with kids, but with lessons and the whole community using it. And those are the kind of things that I felt like, not that you could have one of those in every precinct, but it's that type of involvement in a City Bryan Park where I felt like, hey, this is where I could have a voice. This is where people could come to us and say, not just for BRAC, but for all the things that we need. And so I did the easy thing, which was pull out the application, filled it out, send it to Mary Lynn Strada, and I got appointed to the board.
Yeah, there you go. And here you are 3 years later, the chair. Well, appreciate the time you give, because it is, again, part of what makes our cities what they are is the people who do give their time back. And I appreciate you sharing what it's done for you.
Absolutely.
So, if they want to do this.
Well, it's very easy. There's going to be an application in your July BTU bill.
Okay.
There's also a form on the city's website at bryantx.gov where you can fill it out, hit send. It pops over to my office automatically. We encourage everybody. We need diversity. We need a lot of people. I'd like to see more women on our boards and commissions in Bryan as well. Yeah. We definitely have a need for that. And I have a mini-mercial that ties into National Parks Month.
Yeah.
This month's Bryan Lunch and Learn session is Picnic with the Parks. And it's going to be July 20th in the City Hall, Bryan Municipal Building, 300 South Texas Avenue, 12 to 1. Come have lunch with us. We're going to feed you lunch. Learn about all about the Parks Department, what they do. There's a lot that they do that we don't have time to talk about today. You can go to our website to register or call 209-5008, and it's open to anybody, not just Bryan residents. Anybody that's interested, we invite them to come.
All right, it's a deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.
That's our community segment. We visit with the folks from the City of Bryan every Thursday. And it's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Thousands of people are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
I've got two kids. They're both in soccer camp, and I'll drop them off. Then I turn on the Uber app, the ride requests come in, and I'm earning extra money. Working when I want, being my own boss, you know, driving with Uber is definitely the best option for me.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Get started today. Sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
821, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is kind of cool. Eric Estrada, remember him? He was the motorcycle cop. Well, now he is a cop.
Really?
Yep. Did the show back in the 80s. It was called Chips. So now he is a reserve police officer in St. Anthony, Idaho. He was sworn in Saturday, met with families of police officers, and went through the town's high school to press the flesh, get some pictures taken. He has spent the past decade working with various law enforcement departments in keeping kids safe online as a spokesman for the Safe Surfing Foundation, which teaches children what not to do when they're on the Internet. Education is the best protection, especially on the Internet, he says. So there he is. He's kind of being a...
Talk about life imitating art.
Yeah, very
cool.
Game of Thrones. Got a Game of Thrones story. Won't be back on the tube for a long, long time.
I heard about this. Yeah.
Although the latest season premiered in April of 2016, showrunners David Benioff and Dan Weiss revealed on the UFC Unfiltered podcast that it will take a bit longer.
Yeah.
Because winter has officially arrived. This means that you got to shoot those grim and gray weather scenes. And you can't do that when it's, you know, out there like it is now.
Yeah.
Can't be putting on all those heavy furs and that kind of stuff when you got sunshine outside, 107 degrees.
Can't computers handle this by now?
Really? Really? Come on. Anyway, so they pushed it back. There'll be just 7 new episodes in 2017. Just letting you know. Matt LeBlanc is going to take over as the host of the British car series Top Gear, along with other contributors who were on the show last season, except for Chris Evans, who left earlier this week. Should be interesting. Matt, since he's also supposed to be a star of a CBS show called Man with a Plan, which debuts this fall, will be busy. BBC says that they will work around his schedule, so that he'll be able to do that. America's Got Talent was the number one TV show last week. Hey, hey.
Really?
All right.
It's just about time. Got to figure it'll be a repeat next week. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so 12.6 million people watch it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of folks, you know?
It is.
Largest audience since September 14 season finale, which had 14 million.
For something that's essentially a variety show, yeah.
Right.
That's a lot of...
Well, it is. And I was talking to somebody about that the other day. You know, time was that there were a lot of variety shows out there.
Yeah.
It was an easy show to produce. There were lots of personalities. And because there were not as many entertainment outlets then, sometimes that was the only time you'd get to see some of these people was on a variety show. And actually, you could take people like... I don't know. Well, there was a long time ago, there's a show called Hollywood Palace that they would bring out a celebrity of the time, like Dean Martin, who would be the host, and they would just introduce different acts who would come out and perform. Mm. But now, because of Entertainment Tonight and Entertainment Weekly and TMZ and all the social media, you can generally follow any celebrities that you want to, but to actually get to see them perform, you couldn't do that very often. And so, and then when you talk about this, there was the thing called Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour, which started on the radio and moved to television. They brought in, you know, some girl from Clear Lake, Iowa or something who'd come in and sing, and she'd be good and might end up being a star.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, whenever America's Got Talent or the X Factor or these shows come out, people act like it's a big new thing, but it's like, you know, what about the Gong Show? You know, it's the same exact thing as that.
The Gong Show was awesome.
The Gong Show was awesome.
The Unknown Comic, remember that? Yeah. Gene the Dancing Machine, all those things.
Yeah, but it's essentially the same thing. You know, if they don't like them, they hit a button now and X goes instead of a gong. You know, it's the same exact thing, though.
They just improved the sound effect.
That's right. That's it. All right. So do you know any? Remember Blackberries? Did you ever know Blackberry? Chelsea, do you even know what a Blackberry is? Not the fruit.
Oh, the cell phone.
The device. Yes, the device. Yeah.
The device. I do. I didn't own one, but I do remember what it was.
Well, actually, Jay Sokol was one of the first people who got it, and he was the first one who used the phrase crackberry, which I'd never heard. Because, you know, people, they really were. I guess that should have told us where the world was headed when they liked the Blackberry. Anyhow, Blackberry has decided to stop production of the Blackberry Classic.
They still have it?
Yes, they have.
Could that thing
even get on the internet?
I'm not sure about that. The last of the Blackberry smartphones with a physical keyboard. It has a raised button kind of thing.
A mouse wheel, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're keeping your phone, BlackBerry says it will continue to support version 10.3.3 of the BlackBerry 10 operating system out next month, and also update next year as well.
If you have one of these, please call us. I would love to talk to somebody who still has one.
In the past 10 years?
I don't know.
I do remember people when smartphones advanced to the touch screen, there were a lot of people that were not wanting to give up their BlackBerry.
Exactly.
Because they were so used to the physical button pressing that, you know, versus the touch screen. It took people a lot. It was like prying their BlackBerries out of their hands. But I literally thought everyone had made the switch by now.
I can remember any number of times in a drama show that the hero had his hands, you know, tied behind his back, but he was able to get to his phone and call some number or send a message because he knew where the button, where I'm going, you know where you could do that. Yeah, no. But, you know, for television, it's fine. Well, obviously, they couldn't do that with a touch screen.
Yeah.
As long as you had the raised buttons, you could have the drama of being able to do that or to reach in your pocket and clandestinely send a message to someone by doing it on the keys that you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I can still kind of do that even with my touch screen.
Really?
Well, yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff like that, though, too, that you can't do on television or even, you know, just to exacerbate, you know, flip phones used to be great for whenever you were mad at somebody. Just hang up.
Yeah.
Snap it.
That's right. Now you can't do it. You have to find the damn button to punch it.
The worst part about the Blackberries was that little joystick that you used for a mouse would break. Like, they kind of, I think, eventually advanced to, like, the rolly ball.
Yeah.
But, like, when it was, like, a little joystick, like a video game,
people
would press it too hard, and then next thing you know, you can't move anywhere on the screen.
Okay, I'm going back to you being able to, now on your touchscreen phone.
I cannot look and still text okay. But it's also with autocorrect. I mean, that helps. But my thumbs are so used to knowing where they're going.
Wow.
Muscle memory.
That's outstanding. Well, okay.
Is it outstanding or is it sad?
No, I don't know about that. Well, what's interesting is, though, you know, if they come out with a different size, if you have to go to a new size screen, will that mess it up? Because,
yeah,
you know,
it
you
might.
Have that.
Ooh.
It might. I don't know.
I
don't do it often. I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't know.
We will. I'm going to have to give some thought to the idea that you can text without looking. That's pretty pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
I can't do that. I'm pretty much a one-handed texter. You know.
Oh no, I get going with two thumbs.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Game over, baby.
That's it.
What happened to all the endless news stories about shark attacks that pop up this time every year? Kim Commando with your Thursday digital consumer tech update. Sharks are no longer on the media radar. These days, more people are killed while taking selfies. The latest? Two tourists visiting Peru's Machu Picchu, both so absorbed in snapping photos of themselves, they fell to their deaths. The selfie phenomenon has grown so all-pervasive that researchers at Ohio State investigated. Their findings confirmed everything we already knew. In both men and women, incessant social media postings and tagging photos of themselves on Snapchat and Instagram are directly associated with the most negative personality traits: narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy, which means acting impulsively and with absolutely zero regard for other people's feelings. So this summer, put the phone down and just enjoy the now. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to epson.com/ecotank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than $2 million has been given in federal disaster relief money to nearly 500 families who were victims of severe weather 6 weeks ago in Brazos, Washington, Grimes, and Burleson counties. The federal money is a combination of essential home repairs and other needs that includes replacing personal property. FEMA reports 137 families in Brazos County have received a combined $637,000. FEMA disaster centers are still open at Bryan High School, along with locations in Todd Mission and Somerville. Victims can also apply online at disasterassistance.gov. Two crashes in the Brazos Valley Tuesday night killed four people. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the first was west of Hearn on Highway 79.
We had a 2009 Mitsubishi traveling westbound, followed by a truck tractor semi-trailer. The lead vehicle went to the shoulder and then was attempting to make a U-turn when it was struck by the 18-wheeler.
The driver of the car was killed, 29-year-old Gerald Stewart Dykes of Milano, along with 8-year-old Jalen Dykes. A second passenger, 23-year-old Torylin Thompson of Bryan, was hospitalized in critical condition. The trucker, 34-year-old Brian Ritter of Bremond, who was driving for Sanderson Farms, was not injured. Morgan says the other one was on Highway 90 between Singleton and Roan's Prairie.
Unit 1, which was the 2004 Dodge, was traveling southbound in the northbound lane of Highway 90 and into the path of Unit 2 that was traveling northbound. They hit head-on.
Morgan says the driver of the wrong-way car from Grapevine was killed, along with a passenger in the other car who is from Marshall. The driver of the second car from Longview is hospitalized, and their condition is not known. Their names are online at WTAW.com. Funeral services and an online fundraiser have been announced for a Bryan Rodeo bull rider who died while competing in LaGrange last Sunday. The Eagle reports 28-year-old Josh Sakullah fell off a spinning bull and then was stepped on by the animal. Services are this morning at Central Baptist Church. An account at youcaring.com has passed $20,000 of a $30,000 goal to cover medical and funeral expenses. Bryan Police has released video of a man and a woman who are people of interest in a case involving fraudulent credit card charges at the Westside Walmart and also the Walmart in Rockdale. You can watch the video online at WTAW.com, along with finding contact information if you recognize those in the video. For the first time in 15 years, the rules have changed for developers building homes in Brazos County outside of city limits. Regulations approved this week by county commissioners attempt to manage population density in at least three ways. The county's consulting engineer, Veronica Morgan, says the county will not be responsible for maintaining roads in newly created urban residential developments.
They could work with the city perhaps to come up with an agreement where the city could maintain those roadways. Other entities that they could choose would be a roadway district or a MUD.
The number of homes will also drive the number of access points in and out of future developments.
If a subdivision has less than 150 dwelling units, that they must have one access point. You jump up between 150 and 500 dwelling units, you now have to have two access points into that subdivision. Greater than 500, you have to have three access points into that subdivision.
For new developments just outside city limits, there is a new joint review process.
The developer just sees one entity that they're dealing with, but the county still goes through their approval process. The city still goes through their approval process. It's just that the developer does not have to hand carry it to both bodies now.
Instead of the county, developers will be responsible for installing traffic control signs and driveway culverts. And the county is charging new fees to developers. Later today, the FBI director will testify before the House Oversight Committee. This comes 3 days after announcing he will not prosecute Hillary Clinton over her email practices while she was Secretary of State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs said Clinton violated a pair of federal laws.
For just an average American on the street, if you said, well, I was careless, but I didn't mean to do it, that doesn't make any difference. Some prosecutor's going to get you. They're going to haul your butt into the courthouse, and they're going to throw your rear in jail.
Flores considered FBI Director James Comey as one of few stand-up guys in the Obama administration.
And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know who got to him. If you're just an average American, you've got to be wondering, what the heck happened to our country? Why do we even have a law if you're not going to enforce it?
Flores says Clinton's presidential campaign was damaged if Donald Trump, in the congressman's words, can get his act together and raise enough money to talk about this. The name is the same, but a merger announced yesterday of two Catholic hospital chains does not involve Bryan-based St. Joseph Health or its parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives. The combination of Washington State-based St. Joseph Health and Providence Health and Services of California will create the nation's third largest nonprofit health system with more than 100,000 employees in seven states, including Texas, but again does not include CHI St. Joseph Health. WTAW News Time is 8:36 and it's 80 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
I'm Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. Fewer Americans signed up to start collecting unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department's weekly jobless claims report shows first-time claims fell by 16,000, down to a three-month low. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out fluctuations, fell by 2,500. Analysts say it's a sign employers expect the economy to continue growing. The June employment report is due out tomorrow. Private employers added 172,000 jobs last month. ADP's national report shows small businesses added the most jobs, about 95,000. Most of the new jobs were in the transportation, utilities, and professional business services industries. The construction and manufacturing sectors lost positions. Cereal maker Kellogg's is launching a new product that combines a couple of favorites, Raisin Bran and granola. It's offering two flavors of Raisin Bran granola, raisin and honey, and cranberry almond. Futures are now pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There it goes, 8:39. Here's the weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. In addition to working on foundations, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, you can go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
The forecast remains hot and dry through Saturday. Lots of sunshine today. Temperatures will make their way up to 95 to 100. Tonight we're clear. Lows overnight 75 to 80. High pressure to the east means more sunshine during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunny Saturday with temperatures somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Of course, you learned about selfie elbow this morning.
Yes.
Just remember, you young people out there, people just starting to selfie. Selfie in moderation.
Indeed.
Just saying.
Selfie. You really should anyway.
It's dangerous.
Yes. Nothing to do with the elbow.
And again, for whoever that Huda Hoda person, whatever, taking 30 or 40 pictures just to get the right one.
Again, she's the one, her and Kathy Lee drink wine on set every day. Boy. So I'm not
what
saying.
What time are they on the. What
like
time?
10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that like illegal?
It's actually my dream job. But yeah. No, they're a segment of the Today Show, I believe. Right, and they come on. So it must be 11 o'clock their time.
Okay. Hello.
It's almost noon. Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm calling in response to the blind texting.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you're over 50, I think you'll understand that it's. You know, sometimes you just can't see what you're texting, and you've just figured out where the buttons are. And so I'm texting my friend. We're going to the theater, and I tell her, hey, I've got to stop because there's some kids abusing this kitty. So I send her a text, say, I'm going to be late, got to save this kitty.
Okay.
And so she sends a reply when I get back in the car, and I didn't understand it. It said, it's not that kind of a date. Ha, 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 ha. I didn't understand. So when I get there, I said, why did you say that? She said, it said, I've got to stop and shave this kitty.
All right, thank you. Blind texting.
Blind texting of all ages.
That's true.
Can happen.
Yeah. I just practiced and I did good.
Okay.
So,
well, again, the autocorrect can help.
Yeah, the autocorrect definitely helps.
I love autocorrect.
Or sometimes can be very confusing.
Yes, autocorrect can also hurt. If you Google autocorrect fails, you will find some very, very funny conversations.
I bet that's probably right.
Well, and that's probably why she ended up with shaved instead of saved.
Yeah. So.
Happy kitty. Imagine that. Hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to shave a kitty. All right, so anyhow, the fundamental premise of Snapchat is that it's better and more fun if you delete everything except the things that you are really important and that you want to save. That statement was delivered by Snapchat CEO back in 2013. Well, fast forward now to 2016. Snapchat wants to replace your phone's camera roll with a new feature called Memories. Swipe down from the camera in Snapchat's app, and you'll have a gallery of old snaps to reminisce about and reshare if you want to.
Doesn't that defeat
yes,
the purpose?
No, I know. Well, that's what I'm asking.
Well,
okay, so.
you can go through and save Snapchats to your camera roll. You can already do that if you choose to.
Yeah.
So, but I think it defeats the purpose of Snapchat if it's saving somewhere. It's just,
you want to provoke a lot of thought? Is that in this? Because like you say, Snapchat is here and gone, right?
Right.
That's it.
That's the point. That's what makes it unique.
And so, but once again, I guess they want to be like, everybody else.
Yeah.
Did we do a story about 50 Cent? Or 50 Cent's birthday was this week.
Birthday.
Is that right?
Yesterday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
50 Cent's checkbook going to be getting quite a workout, apparently. TMZ says the rapper slash actor has settled his bankruptcy problems. He'll pay out $23 million to all his creditors. And he owes that over the next 5 years, plus another $17 million to Sleek Audio and $6 million to Listonia Levison. The last amount is for the Fitty publishing of some tapes of her where he overdubbed his own comments. I don't know what that's about, but nonetheless, he obviously has $56 million that he can do that with. So,
well, all right.
Got that going for you. So,
happy birthday, Fitty.
That's right. And they did. I think they might have announced that obviously yesterday. You heard about the Boston cabbie who found the bag of money in the back of his cab?
Yeah.
Yes.
$187,000. It's an interesting story because apparently he's driving this homeless man who had inherited the cash.
Yeah.
After living in a shelter for 6 months. He looked in the back of the car and there, you know, $1,500 bills, and the guy gave him $100. I'm going, how does a homeless man inherit $187,000?
And then forget it in a cab.
Yeah.
Well, and the weird thing is wasn't that the second time this guy's found like a large sum
of money?
Oh,
I didn't know that. I did not have that part of the story.
But again, you've been living homeless for 6 months. You receive $187,000, and the first thing you do is forget it.
Yeah. Somehow thinking it's a lifestyle changer. And again, would like to know the background on how this guy happened to get the $187,000.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, obviously, not a good situation if you're living homeless, but a story yet to be determined, I guess. 8:45. So now, people are actually using medical marijuana as a treatment for health problems, not simply an excuse to get high. That's
what?
According to our
review. Imagine that. Novel idea.
The very idea that they were supposed to use it for that, and they are. According to a study from the University of Georgia, they found that states that passed medical marijuana laws saw a substantial shift away from the use of U.S. Food and Drug approved drugs.
Mm.
So they think this is good news. We have somewhat of a problem here in this part of the country, but up in the Northeast, you know, opioids are killing lots of folks up in New England.
Right.
And so what they think is this may be a way to fast-track a wider use of medical marijuana, in that that's safer than taking oxycodone or hydrocodone or morphine or any of these other things.
So we're just going to get them high in a different way.
I suppose that's it.
I mean, I understand.
A less lethal way.
Right,
yeah.
A less lethal way, right.
I think that's the idea, which is interesting because years ago they were talking about how marijuana was a gateway drug.
Right.
It would take you on to higher and
heavier
drugs.
Take you onto those opioids.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So now they feel like maybe they'll wean you away from that.
I think their challenge is going to be facing the drug companies that make these other drugs.
Oh, for sure. Think about how much money is in that business.
Big pharma. Now, you may know or you may not know, but 60% of the population have different size feet. And out of those people, 80%...
Don't we all have different size feet?
Well, no. I mean, your right foot and your left foot.
Okay, I heard it that way.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that was probably poorly expressed.
Yeah,
poorly
I was like,
expressed.
Don't 100% of people have different size feet?
Anyway. So your feet, there, boom, they're different sizes. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Out of that, 80% of the time, it's your left foot that is larger. The reason? 80% of the population is right-hand dominant, and righties use their left foot for leverage, so that foot gets more exercise, thus the variation in size.
Interesting.
And also in length and width. Yeah.
Okay.
Most
wow.
common variance is a half size, and it may not be necessarily to mix and match shoes to get the comfortable fit, but in most cases, even adding a small insert can do the trick with your feet differing from one size to another size. Now, can you imagine being, okay, this is a 9 and this is an 8, or this is a 9 and this is a 10? That would
and
be a
I'll
little
tell,
odd.
And I'll tell you, gentlemen, that this is tough for ladies who wear high heels because, you know, just half a size difference, your toes are either extra squished or your heel is slipping out of the back a lot easier.
Okay.
So high heels, it makes a huge difference with a half size. It's one thing to have to wear a 9 on your you know, in a tennis shoe on your left and a 9.5 on your right, or have one with a little bit more room.
Yeah.
But it seems like all you have to do, though, is just work out that left foot, because it sounds like what they're trying to say is, since you use your right foot more and it's dominant, you just got a fat left foot. That's the problem.
Fat.
Raise your hand if you think you know what identity theft is. Just kidding. This is a radio commercial. We can't really tell if your hand is up. But we can tell you that if you think identity theft is when someone adds charges to your credit card, you're only partially right. Identity theft is when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts or a utility bill in your name or any number of other bad things. That's where LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, our U.S.-based team of specialists will work to resolve it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get more comprehensive protection than you get from free credit monitoring alone. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
News Talk 1620 WTOW. Why can't I have a robot make froyo for me? Hey, I feel like I'm missing so much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I want a yogurt robot.
Yeah. New gym in San Francisco will allow members to smoke cannabis while working out. Huh?
Huh.
Okay.
Hey, if you go by the Michael Phelps logic, it's a performance enhancer.
That's it. By the way, the facility is owned in part by Ricky Williams. Remember him, University of Texas running back who went crazy for a while?
Yeah.
Mr. Williams said that, you know, why not? He and the other owners are using marijuana while exercising. They think it can help people focus and relax. Gym members will need to possess an active medical marijuana prescription.
Wait, high working out? I just came in.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's okay. Power Plant Fitness. Ricky Williams is a part owner.
Oh, of course he is.
Wouldn't think we have to say too much more about this.
Nope.
I wouldn't think you'd want to be that relaxed while you're working out. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah, well, I think so. So, all right, problem in Africa, lions are attacking livestock, okay? I mean, that's...
Is this like a new problem?
Yeah, I'm going to say this is
I was going to say it sounds like the food chain.
Circle of life.
This just in the sky
circle
is blue.
Of life.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Lion King.
All right, so experts in Africa now trying to save the livestock by painting eyes on the butts of the cows.
Yes. How fantastic.
Once again, I don't know. It sounds like it's from The Onion. lions are ambush predators. They rely on stealth and an element of surprise in order to bring down their prey, says Neil Jordan. He said, as soon as they lose that element of surprise, as soon as the prey sees them, they abandon their hunt. Unless they're really hungry.
Yeah.
And then you might be wrong. So they painted cow eyes on their butts.
It works in the insect world.
That's true. It does. You're right. It does. It does.
I feel like, though, if the lion starts making a move and the cow doesn't move away,
respond, yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to say, maybe he's a blind cow.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 foods that you think are healthy, but they might not be as healthy as you think.
Okay.
Number 7 is good old American cheese. Slices of processed cheese on the list of foods that you should really think twice about before eating. Just 39% of the public thinks it's any good for health, but that's still considered to be an amount that's enough for you to maybe decide not
Who's
to eat.
Who's thinking that cheese is good for you?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, dairy, I guess,
fat.
But yeah, nope.
Slim Fast shakes. 40% of people who think the shakes are healthy, but a mere 21% of nutritionists would agree with
you. That's because people are drinking the shakes and then they're still going to go eat another meal.
They're drinking the shakes.
It's a meal replacement shake.
Orange juice. Juice. 78% of us trust it, right? And 62% of nutritionists think it's good. Coconut oil. Well, yeah, of course. Anyway, it's well.
Well, what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, because coconut oil. For instance, Blake Lively. We all know who that is.
Yep.
Two of us know who that is. cooks her eggs in coconut oil, so it must be good for you, right? 37% of nutritionists say not a good thing to do.
Wow.
Not a good thing to do. It's just not a healthy oil.
It became a big deal like a couple of years
it
ago.
Did.
People were like washing their mouths out with it and stuff.
You can use it for so many things too.
it's like vinegar. It's good for so many things.
Right.
Yeah. The number three, the aforementioned frozen yogurt.
Uh-huh. Hey.
66% of U.S. Americans think that your froyo is healthy. 32% of the nutritionists say so. But again, you can get a robot to do it for you. We did the commercial moments ago. Granola bars. Interestingly enough, the perception of granola bars fares slightly worse. 71% of Americans think they're healthy. That's 28% of nutritionists agree.
Yeah.
And number one is granola itself.
Yeah.
That's the
so much
thing.
Sugar.
It is. I mean, it's tasty.
Oh, it's so tasty.
And it's crunchy, you know, so you think it's good for
and
you.
And it's crummy. It gets crumbs everywhere.
Yeah. It does. It is a mess. All right. So do you or have you known anyone who does these dinners that you can order, meal delivery services like Blue Apron, Plated, and HelloFresh?
Oh, I've heard of them, but I don't know anyone who's actually tried them.
They deliver all the ingredients plus the recipe, and you put it together. The question is it worth it? Website called cheapism.com did some research, and the answer is surprising to me. It is probably, yes, they are worth it.
Really?
Interesting.
And certainly worth a try, according to them. Here's the deal. A simple menu of three meals from Blue Apron. They did huevos rancheros quesadillas, seared pork chops with a fig compote, and spicy miso-glazed chicken wings. Cost $60 for two people. But the grocery list, if you went to buy the ingredients for that, was about $87.
Really?
60 as opposed to 87. Here's the reason.
Well, yep. Okay.
Blue Apron is cheaper than buying. So you buy the grocery items in unit sizes. Like the recipe needs 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar.
Well, you have to buy the whole bottle.
You got to buy the whole bottle. So as a result, now eventually you might use it, but if you throw enough stuff away, that you might notice the situation. The reviewers say that the food is really on par with any good restaurant. There's good variety in there as well.
Yeah, but you cook it.
I was going to say, it depends on how you cook it,
sure.
too.
Services offer deep discounts for first-time customers that might make it worth a test. So when they do factor that in, I could see certainly for a single person that could make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because you don't want to have your pantry full of stuff or... if you live in a mini house where you don't have a pantry, you can do that. But a new way to look at it, the idea that the Blue Apron and Plated
that's interesting.
Might be a worthwhile deal.
Because I've seen the commercials, but I've always thought, oh, that just seems really pricey. But when you put it into perspective, you're only using the ingredients you need.
That's right. Either that or you go to the website. Unusual uses for rice vinegar, so you can use up the rest of the
exactly.
bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For over 34 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider for custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 15 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 34 years.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Sorry to bring this up, but there's a major accident south of Navasota. It's where 6 crosses Texas 2.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah.
Upside down, there's a flashing yellow light. Cars are backed up. Police, fire, ambulance.
Which direction? Yeah. Which direction are we backed up?
Southbound.
Southbound. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Got that going on. So if you're headed to Houston or someplace like that, that's going to happen. The McLobster.
McLobster.
Yeah, McDonald's has got it. It's North Atlantic lobster meat tossed with mayo, served chilled on a toasted bun with a leaf of lettuce.
Wow.
Only available in the Northeast, but it's available.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
$8.99.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think if
McDonald's
I'm going to.
Food.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'll just go get a lobster roll.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Just
from
do that.
So, another restaurant.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. This date in history, the first U.S. military draft, 1863. But you could get an exemption for $100. Wow. And greatest thing since sliced bread? Sliced bread was sold for the first time on this date in 1928.
Very cool.
Awesome.
The Chillicothe Baking Company.
Oh. We've been looking for something better ever since.
Yes, right. WTA.